Dreamscape presents The Cowboy by Molly O'Keefe, narrated by Heather Firth and Iggy Thoma. One. B. Every morning was a 6:30 wake-up call. Didn't matter when I went to bed, because Thelma and Louise simply did not care about me and beauty sleep. It started about 6:25 with Thelma nudging my leg with her nose. And a nudge from a 130-pound mastiff was more like a shove. If I didn't move fast enough after that, Louise got into it, and the Chihuahua wasn't subtle. By 6:30, she was on the bed, making herself comfortable, right across my face. "I'm up, I'm up," I muttered, pushing Louise off my head. I gave her a little scratch as she went. "It's a good thing you're cute." When I sat up, my legs over the side of the mattress, Thelma put her front paws on my knees and bathed my face with her sticky dog tongue. "Okay, okay, you're cute too. You're both very cute." They weren't. Unless it was in the "they're so ugly, they're cute" category. In which case, maybe. "Come on," I pushed her off, but I gave her a little chin rub as I did it. I slipped my feet into my flip-flops and shoved my hair out of my face. The apartment I rented above a storefront was at the far end of Main Street. On one side of the building was the bar, the only bar with actual seats in Dusty Creek, which only barely made it the best. On the other side of my apartment was a heavily forested ravine, at the bottom of which was the creek the town was named after. Not at all dusty, so I'm not sure why I got that name. Anyway, I checked to see if I had pants on, because I'd made that mistake once or 300 times when I took the dogs out. This morning, I did not, in fact, have pants on, but my shirt was plenty long. So I went down the narrow stairs that led to the side door, and the dogs raced out into the ravine where they went to the bathroom. "Be quick," I told them, which they usually were. Sometimes Thelma would get distracted by a squirrel, but the promise of breakfast kept her on task. "Morning," my sister Sabrina called out as she walked over from her bakery, Sweet Things, across the street. Sweet Things was cute and her cupcakes were delicious, but I didn't tell her that. The only reason I didn't curl my lip and hiss at her as she crossed the street was that she was bringing me a cup of coffee. She'd started doing this lately, bringing me coffee when she saw me out here from the big front window of her bakery. Ronnie had asked her to do it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?